I start off my school visits by telling children that I don't have a fancy office or a special pen, that I write at my kitchen table. In fact, I write anywhere. I write in cafes, in libraries, on trains. I think, which is a key part of writing, whilst I'm cycling, walking, or putting away the washing. This means I'm writing most of the time. Metaphors churn on a walk to the shop. Phrases spin on the way to the park. If there's a stubborn knot of a problem, I save it for a run, where it magically untangles and is recorded breathlessly on my phone. So, I write anywhere and I write most of the time, even if it doesn't look like it. If I'm writing something brand new, however, you can spot it easily. I do this longhand in a special notebook outside of the house, well away from distractions. This is the first part of the writing journey, entering the void of what do I write? I write without thinking too much and shut the book. But then, at some point, I have to reopen the book and enter the twilight zone of, so what really happens in this book then? This is the hardest bit of the process, the one where it's easy to think too hard and put it to one side. Turning your mind to this, persisting, trying things out, asking questions, is where I think writers earn their money. When the idea is halfway respectable and behaving itself, I can settle down to bash it out fully on my laptop, at the kitchen table, or indeed anywhere. At this point with picture books, you can spend hours on getting each word right, and if you replace one, the rest tends to tumble down like an addictive, poetical game of Jenga. But when I started writing longer fiction, I had to spend longer in the void and the twilight zone, and the longer you spend here, the more you have to fight the voice in your head, which tells you you're less talented, original, or successful than everyone else. To turn off that voice, I started comedy improvisation classes. Impro forces you to say yes. It pushes you to go through that door, down that dark corridor, and talk to the monster waiting there. Frequently, improvisers find themselves not defining the thing they're talking about because it's scary to do so. It's scary because you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth, or indeed, if anything will. You may be embarrassed. It may not be any good. But you have to trust yourself and make choices, just as you do as a writer. Impro has helped me sit down and write, or brainstorm, or question, without worrying about the blank page. It's made me trust that something will come out of my pen, and as a result, I've written my first novel for children. To me, this is the central key to writing. It's something I tell my RLF students about. Don't worry too much. Just say yes, and something wonderful will come out of your pen onto the blank page.